And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is Wednesday, May the 10th, 2017, 12:15 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Scott Spears along with you here on the Now program. And boy, do we have an interesting program today. We're going to have a lot of open phone line talk. Do want to let you know next hour we're going to be joined by Ohio Democratic Party Chairman David Pepper at 1:45 today. But right off the bat here, yesterday was an interesting day in the world of politics. FBI Director James Comey was dismissed yesterday by President Donald Trump at the urging of the Attorney General. And this puts us in a very peculiar place. We are joined, I'm very glad to say, right off the bat here by a historian who has predicted the last 9 presidential elections. He has recently written a new book, The Case for Impeachment, Professor Alan Lichtman. Professor Lichtman, how are you?
Doing well, and you?
Doing very well. Professor, you wrote the book, The Case for Impeachment, before what happened yesterday. What's your take on FBI Director Comey's firing?
It greatly strengthens the case. In my book, The Case for Impeachment, I wrote that a Russian sword of Damocles hangs over this administration. That was written well over a month ago. If you believe for one moment that Trump fired Director Comey because he was too hard on Hillary Clinton, or that this president, with a mania for control, deferred to a deputy attorney general who had been on the job for a couple of weeks, then I have a big bridge from my hometown of Brooklyn that I will sell to you very cheaply. This was the most brazen cover-up in all of American history, matched only by Richard Nixon's dismissal of the special prosecutor in Watergate in what was called the Saturday Night Massacre. The only plausible explanation for this inexplicable, abrupt, sudden firing was the fear that Director Comey was getting too close to uncovering damaging information about allegations regarding collusion between the Trump team and the Russians. But to give you a little historical perspective, the Saturday Night Massacre, the closest analog we have to what happened with Mr. Comey. And astonishingly, in his little interview that he gave today, that the president brought in Henry Kissinger, the national security advisor during Watergate. He might not have been involved in Watergate, but he was involved in other Nixon crimes. So, what is going to happen here? And why did the Saturday Night Massacre fail? The Saturday Night Massacre led to the impeachment of Richard Nixon, and I believe the Comey firing will do the same for Donald Trump. Here's what happened. Number one, the Saturday Night Massacre turned public opinion against Richard Nixon. A plurality of Americans favored impeachment. Secondly, although Richard Nixon expected the fired Archibald Cox to be replaced with a more favorable Leon Jaworski, it didn't work out that way. Jaworski proved just as zealous as Archibald Cox. Third, the Saturday Night Massacre precipitated an impeachment investigation in the U.S. House of Representatives that ultimately led to 3 articles of impeachment on a nonpartisan basis. Many Republicans joined in, being voted against Richard Nixon, and that led to his resignation. Everyone has been calling for a special prosecutor. That's the wrong call. First of all, you can't trust the Attorney General Jeff Sessions to appoint a truly independent special prosecutor. Secondly, special prosecutors' work take years. And thirdly, they're only concerned with crime. What we need here, as in the Nixon case, is an impeachment investigation which can look into both crimes and abuses of power, that has subpoena power and that has investigators. And I call on every Republican in Congress to do what so many Republicans did during Watergate, put patriotism above party and join into a nonpartisan impeachment investigation. There's no other way to clean up this mess.
But Mitch McConnell this morning has already said he's not going to do that. Will it happen?
Mitch McConnell has nothing to do with an impeachment investigation. He's a senator. An impeachment investigation is lodged solely within the U.S. House. The Constitution gives the U.S. House the sole authority over impeachment. Then, of course, if you are impeached, you are tried by the United States Senate, and it takes a two-thirds vote to remove. But the Senate has no role in an impeachment investigation whatsoever.
Do you think there is any chance of the House doing this?
I think it's remote, but I don't think it's impossible. As I said, I would hope, as in Watergate, Republicans put patriotism above party. But the first rule for office holders is survival, and every Republican in the House is up for re-election in 2018. And if they believe that this mess threatens their re-election, some of them may turn against the president. And to get a House majority, it would only take some two dozen defecting Republicans. That's just 10% of Republicans in the House. In the Nixon case, more than a third of Republicans joined in to vote for an article of impeachment against Richard Nixon. Here we're only talking about launching an impeachment investigation. So I think it's in the hands of the American people. I wrote my book, The Case for Impeachment, to arm people with the knowledge that they need to understand impeachment, how it works, and how Donald Trump may be subject to impeachment. If the people demand it, there will be an impeachment investigation. And if, as Donald Trump has repeatedly said, neither he nor his team has ever done anything wrong, there's no collusion with the Russians, then he should welcome such an investigation and clear the air once and for all. His own denials mean nothing, since Richard Nixon repeatedly denied any wrongdoing by him, his administration, or his campaign in Watergate.
Professor Lichtman, you've predicted 9 elections. You predicted Donald Trump would get elected. You've written the case for impeachment. What do you think the percentage is now that Donald Trump will be impeached?
I don't have a formal model like I did for predicting elections, because there haven't been enough impeachments. Only been 2 of them, plus Richard Nixon resigning in the face of impeachments. There's not enough sample size. So it's based on a study of history, but not on a mathematical model. But I would have to say, given what's going on here, it's well better than 50%. Look, if there was nothing to hide, why this massive cover-up on the part of the Trump administration? He would welcome a full, open, and impartial investigation. And the firing of Comey was not the first time that the Trump administration has intervened to scuttle the investigation. Remember the well-discredited Mr. Nunes, who obviously at the behest of the White House tried to sidetrack the House investigation and was so discredited that he had to step down.
What about all the people who say, just leave Trump alone, let him do his job, they're out to get him from day one? What do you say to those people who are behind him 100%?
Sure. I was very careful in my book, The Case for Impeachment, to write that we should not consider impeaching Donald Trump because we don't like him, because he's unconventional, because we don't like his style, or because we disagree with his policies. We should only be considering the impeachment of Donald Trump because he threatens our constitutional order, our freedoms and liberties, and our national security. So this has nothing to do with crass politics. There have been many presidents with whom I've disagreed politically, but I have never before suggested that we move to an impeachment investigation. But look, Russia launched an attack on the United States. It wasn't a military attack, and modern attacks are not necessarily military, but it was devastating. It sapped the foundations of our democracy. It threatened the integrity of our elections. This is serious matter. And if, in fact, the Trump team was involved with this, then that is a serious crime and a serious threat to our constitutional order, and we must get to the bottom of it, regardless of our politics, just like we did with Watergate.
Professor Lichtman, you have predicted the last 9 elections. You predicted President Trump would win. Because of how this was done, because of what we're talking about, stealing an election, and her name came up again yesterday, this is why we fired Comey, because he was too mean to Hillary Clinton.
Unbelievable.
The
president had repeatedly praised Comey for what he did with Hillary Clinton.
Well, was Hillary Clinton robbed of the election?
No, I don't believe that. I do think what Comey did was wrong. I don't think he should have jumped into the election, you know, shortly before Election Day. But I made my prediction in September, long before the Comey letter, and doubled down on that prediction in a second Washington Post interview, as I point out in The Case for Impeachment, in October. And I actually sitting in the Washington Post having finished my Double Down interview when we just got word of the Comey letter. So my predictions had nothing whatsoever to do with the Comey letter. You know, I respect Hillary Clinton a lot, but the Democrats need to get off this kick. You know, they can't look at events and try to justify their problems by events. They need to take a long, hard look at their message and their appeal and their policies.
But
I've been very critical of the Democrats as well as the Republicans.
Absolutely. But they've mentioned in the last week since Hillary Clinton has come out to do interviews that her polls did take a dive when Comey made his announcement in October.
My predictions have nothing to do with polls. Polls are snapshots.
Right.
They are not predictors. My predictions are based on some of the fundamental problems facing the Democrats, like the unexpectedly contentious fight she had with Bernie Sanders, the pasting the Democrats took in the midterm elections, the fact that in the Republican Congress they couldn't follow up the Affordable Care Act with another big domestic initiative, or they couldn't follow up the dispatch of bin Laden with another big splashy foreign policy triumph. The focus on the events of the campaign is like looking at the foam on the waves and missing the tides. The Democrats need to look at the tides and stop focusing on the foam on the waves.
The final question, Professor Lichtman, what happens if your prognostication here is true and Donald Trump does get impeached? Do you think Pence is a part of this? Does it go to Paul Ryan? What happens in that case?
Well, it will go to Pence unless he is a part of this, and who knows? You know, this is the point. None of these investigations are completed, and the administration has tried to sidetrack them. I don't think it'll succeed ultimately. I do think we'll get to the bottom of it. But, you know, one chilling scenario, I'm not saying this is true, but because we don't know, we can speculate. Maybe Flynn didn't lie to Pence. Maybe Pence was in on the game all along and was not lied to by Flynn, but knew what was going on, but didn't tell the truth to the American people. You know, one last thought, because I got to go. This is astonishing. So, after being told by the acting attorney general that your national security advisor poses a threat to the national security because he's compromised by Russians, the Trump administration kept him on until they absolutely had to fire him when this revelation went public. They keep Flynn, but they fire Comey. This makes absolutely no sense except in the context of a cover-up.
Mm. Professor Alan Lichtman, thank you so much for coming on today.
My great pleasure. Great talk. Take care.
Bye-bye. Professor Alan Lichtman, the author of The Case for Impeachment, which was written before last night when Donald Trump fired FBI Director, I don't even know how you say this, FBI Director Jim Comey, the man who's investigating him. And he said the reason he fired him was because he was too mean to Hillary Clinton during the election. Well, we're going to bring Sean Kraft in on this one. Sean, what will forever be known, like it or not, is the Tuesday night massacre last night.
I don't think it's about Hillary Clinton at all. I think it's more likely he was investigating him and he got too scared.
I'm trying to figure it out. Donald Trump thinks that Hillary Clinton was done wrong, so he fired the guy who did her wrong. Now, it also happens to be the guy who's investigating him right now.
Right.
Now, you figure that one out.
Well, it's all about the Russia thing.
Is it a cover-up?
Could be. I don't know. Hopefully not. You know, we hopefully the president's telling the truth, but...
You know, I'm for the president, but I can't follow this one. Honest to God, does anybody out there follow this?
Because he wanted to lock her up, didn't he?
Well,
now that he had a change of mood with her?
Well, apparently she was innocent, is basically what he's saying, that she got treated horribly. I don't understand. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How do you fire the guy who's investigating you?
Well, I mean, when you're the boss, I guess you could fire anybody.
Yeah, but you know how that looks. You know, he's not a dictator. And there is a Congress, and there is a Senate, and Republicans are Republicans, and Democrats are Democrats, but people aren't going to stand up if you break the law. People are not going to take that. I don't care if there's an R or a D beside their name. Those are good people. And they're not. You think they're going to roll over for this?
Well, I mean, he's probably figured, you know, Comey was getting back and forth way too much, which he was. I mean, I don't like the guy myself.
But why don't you like Comey?
He was all over the place. And plus, you know, he wasn't on top of this. I mean, he released a statement that was false. Or, you know, why didn't he do it way before the 2 weeks of the election? You know,
He should have been fired. I agree. He probably did not treat Hillary Clinton right. I think most people agree with that. Although Donald Trump, during the election, said he liked him treating her like that. Yeah. So I don't know what's going on now. But President Obama didn't fire him. And why didn't Donald Trump fire him on his first day? I mean, all that happened before.
Probably because now they're starting to investigate him.
Well, if that's the real reason, then we got trouble. And there are leaks everywhere today. And it's almost too much to... But the New York Times is breaking news. Days before his firing, Comey asked the Justice Department for more money for the FBI inquiry into Russia. That's not good. I don't even know. I mean, you know, we talk about the election so much here, and people say move on past politics, but how do you not talk about that? I mean, my goodness gracious. What is going on?
Has he released his statement yet why he thinks he got fired?
Comey? No, he said he thought it was a prank.
We thought it was a prank.
Well, because he was out in California. He found out by watching the television.
They didn't call him?
No.
Oh, gee, me Christmas. Why did the president call him? Say, you're fired.
He sent a letter over to the FBI, but Comey was out in L.A.
Why didn't the FBI people call him?
He was giving a speech, and he said up on the monitors, it said, Comey fired.
Oh, Lord. What's wrong with America?
I mean, I don't understand what's going on. What is the stance of this? I think most people would agree that Comey should have been let go because did he treat Hillary Clinton fairly? I don't think he did. I think he did break some rules, and we went through that last year. But this is weird timing to fire him now.
Yeah, I mean, he should have fired him from day one.
And do you think... I mean, I just... Didn't in one of the debates Donald Trump say, if I were president, you'd be in jail, Hillary Clinton?
You know, Donald Trump's all over the place. You know, you can't keep up with his tweets or his...
I mean, don't you think it's weird the day after Sally Yates came in and said they warned him about Flynn, that this guy's fired?
I mean, one day about it, I mean, I have to give Donald Trump prompts. He's not afraid of... I mean, he does have guts.
Well, is it good guts or bad guts?
I don't know.
Because a guy who gets in fights, you would say he has guts, but a guy also gets beat up a lot.
Yeah.
So is it guts or is it just, I don't know what you call it.
I mean, you could tell he's stern with his, you know, he look at The Apprentice. When, you know, he's on Apprentice, he fires people. You know, I think he's just, that's in his blood to fire people.
Well, let's just take this for example. Let's say you are the mayor of a city, okay? And all of a sudden, people think you're doing something illegal. And the police chief starts to investigate you. And then you fire the police chief. Now, how does that look?
Looks bad.
Which is basically what has happened here.
So, Comey was getting too close to his comfort?
I don't know. He says the reason he fired him is because Hillary Clinton was treated badly.
You don't like Hillary, that I heard.
I don't get it.
I don't know. Who knows? It's a weird situation. But you know, who's going to take over? Comey's gone.
Not the FBI director's taking over right now, but he's got to appoint somebody. That's what I'm saying. The next person who's going to be over this investigation is somebody Donald Trump's going to give the job to. Now, do you think that person's going to be tough on Donald Trump?
No, it's probably going to be somebody that, probably another millionaire. And it's probably going to be probably somebody that knows him well or doesn't have any knowledge.
Well, if he puts Chris Christie or Rudy Giuliani or that sheriff, you know what sheriff I'm talking about?
Yeah, so it was on CNN.
Yeah. If any of those guys get put in that position, oh, man, it's going to be ugly because they know that they're not going to investigate Donald Trump.
Well, plus, wouldn't you want to put somebody in that has a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of background, or at least trained?
The secretary, I don't know. Donald Trump had no training for being president. Yeah, I mean, he didn't.
No, I mean, the FBI, I'm talking about the FBI.
Well, I understand, but...
Don't you have to have some kind of knowledge before you become No?
No.
Why wouldn't you be?
Why would you?
You're investigating fraud and all that.
Our Secretary of State had never been in politics. He worked for an oil company in Texas.
Oh, wow. What is our world coming to?
I can't believe we're not getting any. Where's all those people out there who are just outraged over everything? 740-383-9944. I just don't understand. I hope Donald Trump is in the clear. But boy, President Trump, don't do stuff like this. This is not good. Just for the look of it, you don't do stuff like this. And no.
Has Hillary Clinton tweeted or anything about this?
No, she said no comment. But her people were out last night saying they don't believe for a flying fig that he cares about her.
What am my friend, dear Rosie O'Donnell's doing right now about it?
Something's wrong. Something isn't right about this whole thing. I mean, he's
Is Gail golfing today?
I know Gail. I thought Gail would have an opinion on this one.
Yeah,
right on the money on 740-383-9944. That's 740-3-9944. We'd love to hear from you because it's a very peculiar situation, and your opinion is very important to this show. And it's just I don't know. What do you think Ohio Democratic Party Chairman David Pepper is going to say next hour? We got him for about 10 minutes.
I don't know. Hopefully, maybe. Maybe he'll say Kasich's fired.
Well, he'd be your guy to talk to about Kasich.
Yeah.
I don't know what Kasich
means. That's what they need to fire. They need to fire Kasich.
They need to fire Kasich.
Yeah. He did it up. Knock him out of there.
No, I mean, Kasich's okay.
Oh, yeah.
He seems to be doing an okay job.
Oh, yeah.
All I know is that if I was... if I was Donald Trump, I wouldn't have done that. Would you have done that?
Well, I don't know. It depends on the situation. I don't know what's going through his mind, but I mean, I don't like Comey myself. I mean, I never did. I think he was just a crooked FBI agent, and I.
Well, if there was no investigation going on, I would say fire him.
Yeah.
But there is.
I mean, he's done his job incorrectly all the way around through the whole election. I mean, released the statements in the wrong time, wrong place. You know, wasn't fully aware of all the situations.
Well, Professor Lichtman thought that didn't hurt Hillary Clinton. Do you think it did?
Oh, I think I disagree with him. Yeah, I think it did. I mean, it's because think about it. She won the popular vote, but she lost the electoral votes. Now, but she won the popular vote in such a large margin. Yeah, I think it hurt her.
I don't know. I do want to mention this. This is important. Coming up this Saturday, May the 13th, is the Letter Carriers Food Drive. Put your non-perishable donation in a bag by your mailbox, and it'll go to your local food bank. It's put on by the United States Postal Service and a whole lot of other great people. But that's this Saturday. Just leave your food out there in a bag by your mailbox. Non-perishable. Nothing that'll spoil. And the mail carriers will pick it up this Saturday, this coming Saturday. Or I think you can take it to the Marion Post Office. So that's important.
That's good. Well, at least we don't have no bears or anything around there. So the bears.
Bears?
But you know,
that's the first thing that comes to your mind, bears?
I mean, think about it. In Alaska, like if you live in Alaska, they couldn't do that because there's so much of like.
I have swans in my neighborhood. You think the swans will come out and get it?
You never know.
It could happen.
Yeah. Good.
I have swans.
Do you have swans?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have, you have a pond.
Yep. I have swans out there.
Yeah.
And geese.
I used to have swans and geese where I used to live.
I don't think they'll come and peck a can, though, will they?
Maybe. Because
you don't want to put, non-perishables out there. No bread, no milk, no nothing that's going to spoil.
Just cans only?
Just cans or probably stuff in boxes, crackers, apple. Well, I don't know, apple butter might need refrigerated.
Pickles. You could take pickles out there.
I don't know if I put pickles out there.
Why?
Well, pickles are in glass jars. You might break them. These letter carriers got to put these in the trucks.
It don't say no glass, does it?
It doesn't say no glass, but just boxes and I think cans are preferred items.
Oh, is that right? And oh, so you're
I'm just that's what I believe.
There. Okay.
You know, good food.
Well, maybe I'll take some stuff to the old post office. I got some canned
Or just
stuff.
Set it out by your mailbox on Saturday.
What if I take some of that, what do they call that, instant potatoes and stuff? I got
Well, yeah, that's
those.
Non-perishable.
Yeah, I got some of those.
You got to put it in a bag and
so
then set
it out. So this is going where? To the people?
The food banks. Just put the bag by your mailbox, and they'll deliver it to the food bank.
What if you just want to give it like a Kroger gift card? Give it to them.
What?
It's going to get a Kroger gift card and give it to the post office and say, give it to the food bank.
Well, I understand. You could do that any day of the week. I think the point is this day they will come to your door and get your food.
Oh, okay.
Follow?
I follow. Hey, speaking of the Western Union, I was talking to Charlie and Fred was talking about Western Union. Kroger has Western Union, too.
Yeah, most people Western Union money.
But I did not realize that we had a separate building here in Marion.
At one point.
Yeah, did not know that.
Yeah. Well, Western Union used to be telegrams and all kinds of things. Yeah. Now it's usually just used for money.
Interesting.
You ever send a letter, Western Union?
No.
Have you ever written a letter?
No.
So you're kind of out of the loop on that one.
Well, actually, I have no idea you wrote it for me and I send it.
Phone lines are open, folks. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. With all the news, we didn't... Well, what's new with you?
New with me?
Yeah.
What's new in the zoo?
What's new with the big man?
Hey, 404.
No, I didn't say that.
I
wouldn't say
that. P.O. Box, 404, Santa Claus, Indiana.
No.
I am going to take a trip to...
You never hear me say anything like that.
I am going to take a trip to Santa Claus, Indiana one day. Just to check it out.
Good. You'll probably get a job there.
You want to take a road trip?
I don't know. You'll probably have a red suit on you before it's over with.
You never know.
And a white beard. You'll be the bearded man.
I think about finding Santa Claus next year for my, or this year for my job that I work at.
That'd be good.
Christmas party.
Let's hear you, Santa Claus.
Oh, I have to practice.
Well, just give me a ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. No.
Well, say Merry. I got to hear it.
I'm not. Terry
just give me a little Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Well, Terry does a better job than I do.
Santa with a lisp.
That's rude.
No, that's okay.
You're fired.
Santa could have
I'm going to be like Donald Trump. You're fired.
Well, I don't know how that's going to turn out for him or you. might lead to some bad days. 740-383-9944 is the telephone number. 383-9944. We certainly would love to hear from you out there. What else in the world gets your goat?
You know, a little bit of everything. You know what? I know these crazy drivers in this world today. Where in the world are these people getting their driver's license? I was coming to work here today, and this car about sideswiped. Then I'm paying attention, talking on the cell phone. And I mean, I literally honked my horn today. I mean, I almost got sideswiped.
Now, see, though, when you honk your horn, all the other drivers around turn their heads, and they could be in accidents.
Well, yeah, but...
You don't want to do that.
I don't know what this person... I don't know what people's minds are now when they're driving.
Hey, did you hear who's coming to the popcorn festival? The Gin Blossoms.
I've never heard of them.
There's a shock.
What's the gin?
I bet you Adam the Computer Guy's heard of the Gin Blossoms.
Well, he's taking a picture of his food right now.
First of all, the Gin Blossoms 10 years ago were scheduled for the... Do you remember the night it rained out?
You mean at the Coliseum?
No, at the popcorn festival.
Oh, yes.
Remember the night it rained? They got rained out. The only concert in the history of the popcorn festival to get rained out was the Gin Blossoms back in 2007.
So they're coming back.
They're coming. We're finally going to have that concert. I'm excited.
Well, what if it rains again?
Does lightning strike twice?
You never know. What if seriously? I mean,
get a tent. Tarp it.
Are they going to fix it this time?
It hasn't happened in the last 10 years.
I never heard it. So what's Jim Blossom's thing? What is it? I never heard of them. Are they pop?
They're very popular. They've sold over 5 million records. Until I hear it from you.
Never heard of it.
I know you've heard it.
I've never heard of Jim Blossom.
Well, the Jim Blossoms are big.
Huh. Well, I mean, what kind of music is it?
Popish. That's the rock night. And then the other night is the country band is something about satellites.
I'm sure. Why don't they bring in, what's-her-face, blonde hair chick?
Who?
The ladies the famous girl you guys are always talking about. I mean, she's blonde hair, cute looking. She's famous. Come on, the singer. You always bring her up.
Taylor Swift?
Yes.
I don't think they got the money for that. I don't think they got Taylor Swift money.
They don't get
no.
What about Carrie Underwood?
No, that's big money too. Big money. And then a Prince tribute concert on Thursday night.
He's dead.
That's why it's a tribute.
Oh.
Did you not hear the word tribute in there? A Prince tribute band.
Yeah.
It's going to be big. Wish I could remember the name, the Satellites.
Did I go to the Popcorn Festival last year? I can't remember if I did or not. Maybe went up there one time last year.
I was up there.
Was you?
Yep. For a minute.
I know one year we took up...
we were in the parade. Field. We were in the parade.
Yeah.
I don't know about that anymore, though.
The parade?
That's a heavy-duty event.
It is. It's a long day.
It's a long day. Because we usually broadcast that day. And then have to get in the thing and get drugged down the street.
Get Mr. McFeely ready. And
it's hot out there for him. Last year, he was melting a little bit.
Yeah. You know who they should bring to the parade sometime? Bozo the Clown. Does anybody do that anymore?
I don't think so. Larry Harmon?
Larry, and who was the other guy?
Joey DeOria.
Is it both of them dead or are they still alive?
No, Larry Harmon's dead. Joey's still alive, but Joey's not allowed to play it.
Copyright?
Well, Larry owned it, and he didn't like Joey, and there you go. Fights along the way.
Oh, just like the clown over there on our wall. What's his name again?
Flippo.
Flippo. So nobody can wear his suit anymore either, right?
Well, I don't know. You could probably get away with it if you wanted to.
Maybe we could call his family. I'll dress up like a Flippo the Clown.
Do what?
Maybe I'll call his family. See if I can use his uniform one day. I'll dress up like Flippo the Clown.
You're going to dress up like Flippo the Clown?
Yes.
I don't think you would quite fit the nature of Flippo the Clown, do you?
You never know.
I don't think you'd
make it. He was a bigger guy.
I'm not saying size. You bring everything back to size. I'm not talking about size.
What are you talking about? Do tell. Oh, you got some more stuff come up in your computer over there. What's going on?
Well, I'm trying to bring up some stories here.
So any more of those, what do they call it? Like those... researches or...
Oh, you like the research story?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see what I can find here. We did the one on swearing, didn't we?
Yes, the country and rap.
Yeah, and we did the one on... we did the one about Virginia. Okay, here we go. According to the Washington Post, the study... Oh, wait, I think that's the last one we did there. Oh, here we go. No, that's on ginger extract. It's hard to tell. What do you? What is something you find a correlation in?
Oh, I limit everything anymore. Every time you turn on a channel or a TV or something, you always get some kind of...
That food coma really caught on.
Yeah.
Because you and Terry have both admitted to food comas.
You never had a food coma before?
No.
Not even when you eat a whole bunch of turkey, you get tired.
No.
Sometimes you stuff yourself over there.
Here you go. Here's a story for you. A college student at Ohio's Bowling Green State University is facing charges of drunk driving and receiving stolen property after police said she stole a catering truck. Boy, I bet that's your dream, to steal a catering truck, isn't it? That's what you dream about every night. Monique Vesusways was pulled over by police on Saturday after the owners of All Occasions Catering reported their truck was stolen, according to the Toledo Blade. The vehicle had been left running while the owner was inside of a nearby building making delivery. When he came out, the vehicle was gone. Police said the girl went on a wild ride before finally being pulled over. She was reportedly... observed hitting at least one vehicle, running over a curb in the university parking lot, and driving erratically enough to cause contents to spill from the truck. Major Justin White, the deputy chief of Bowling Green Police, told the Toledo Blade that she showed signs of heavy alcohol consumption, such as bloodshot eyes and alcohol on her breath. She allegedly admitted she had been drinking earlier that day when police said she was carrying a fake Illinois ID which said she was 21. The suspect also told officers that she thought the vehicle was her own car and didn't realize it was the truck. She was taken, oh man, to the Wood County Jail after she refused to take a breath analysis test at the station. She was charged with receiving stolen property, drunk driving, giving false information to police, and underage consumption of alcohol. She was released on her own recognizance on Monday and is due back in court on May the 11th. She recently deleted her profile on LinkedIn, which described her as a well-organized, detail-oriented, and conscientious self-starter able to prioritize effectively and accomplish multiple tasks and stay calm under pressure. Well, I think she probably is able to stay calm under pressure and do multiple tasks. I mean, she stole a catering truck.
Well, I don't. She should have got Grand Theft Auto on her record. Still in the vehicle.
She thought it was her car.
Oh, come on.
She was... Some people do that.
People are... Come on. I've been drunk before. I know if it's my car or not.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, but you don't, you're not her. You can't speak for this woman.
I'm... That's fake news.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, there they went. There they came and there they went. If that's you, give us a call back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, we would love to talk to you. I don't know what happened there. I thought we had a call coming in. That would have been great. But no, this woman might not have realized.
Oh, come on. Please.
I give her the benefit of the doubt.
Well, you can. I'm not.
You don't know how drunk these college
kids get. I'm telling you... That's insane.
These college kids get way drunk.
She had more than, if that's the case, she had more something in her alcohol than blood, than alcohol. She probably had.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's Robbie. Hello, Sean. How
hey,
you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, just want to let you guys know that Jim Blossom sings Allison Road and Hey Misery. That was her two big popular songs back in the 90s.
And I heard it from you, right?
That's right.
Yep.
I never heard of this group, Robbie.
They are what you call alternative rock.
Oh.
They were you heard the Spin Doctors?
Nope.
The Two Princes songs?
I was never a Prince fan. Sorry.
No, it's not that's the name of their song.
Oh.
Two Princes.
No, I.
And he says somebody couldn't get in a catering truck drunk. I don't believe it for a second.
No, I don't listen to that kind of. I mean, I was never a big fan of the Blossoms, I guess.
The Gin Blossoms.
Yeah, I was never a good.
Yeah. They played here a couple months ago. They're pretty decent. I haven't heard them since, you know, the 90s, but they have a couple good songs. So You'd probably like them.
Well, I congratulate the Popcorn Festival. Thank you for calling in and filling us in.
Yeah, have a good day, Scott.
You too.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We missed that call earlier on. Do you get who the Gin Blossoms are now?
Yeah, kind of, but I'll have to listen to them, some of the music, if it catches on. But
It caught on. They've sold 5 million albums.
Well, I'm not saying that other people like it, but me personally, I don't know who they are. I never followed
that group. Well, I understand
that
you don't know who they are, but that doesn't mean they haven't caught on already.
They haven't caught up. Obviously, they've sold 5 million hits. Or records, or CDs.
See how confused you got in that conversation, and you don't think this poor girl could have gotten in the wrong car?
No, I'm telling you. No, I'm not confused. I just don't know who the Blossoms is.
Yeah, but why do you think that why do you, what would be this girl's reasoning for getting in this car? She tried to get out of it.
That's what people.
Yeah, but she didn't steal anything. What did she get out of it?
She did steal. She stole the truck.
Yeah, but what did...
And she tipped the truck over.
You think
over
nobody
with...
did, it was running. You think nobody knew? You think she really wanted it?
Oh, my God. This is the truck is huge, and she thinks it's her car? Come on.
You think she really wanted a catering truck? What is she going to do with a catering
truck?
She
was trying to get away.
With what?
Who knows? These people that go to their mind that
she didn't commit a crime that I know of until she took the truck. That's what I'm saying. You have to look at, was there a reason for this?
Yes, she wanted to get away.
Get away from what?
Who knows? Obviously, she went on a joyride, they said.
Well, she did, and she was hitting the curbs and
a
hitting
car?
Another car. And why would you do that? If you're trying to get away, you try to get away.
Who knows? You don't leave all that damage.
In my opinion, she was probably just drunk out of her mind.
Okay.
You never know.
Yeah, you never. But my guess is
she's a multitasker.
Her profile is obviously her profile is fake news. It's fake.
Well, I don't know about her profile. She could be all those things when she's not alcohol ridden. She might be. What happened to that caller? Where's that caller who was calling in? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What happened to that caller? That's who we wanted to talk to. Don't you want to know what they had to say?
Who was it? What's the number?
I don't know.
And did it pop up?
Well, the number popped up. I don't want to give their number on the air. Well,
call them up. Say, did you call us? What do you need?
Because we'd like to hear your opinion. Maybe it was that girl.
What girl?
The girl who stole the catering truck.
Oh, she out of jail?
Yeah, she's out on her own recognizance.
Where she live at? Toledo?
Bowling Green.
Is that where she went to the Bowling Green University?
Yeah, she was a Bowling Green student. She's a self-starter.
Well, hopefully she'll get her life back together then.
Well, I don't think
that'll be on her resume. Stole the catering truck.
That's what I say. What's the reason to do that?
She was hungry. She probably won't go to the woods and eat it.
She didn't eat anything.
Well, no, she didn't have time. She wrecked the cars and curves and...
Well, that's what I'm saying. She didn't have a very good plan here. If her plan was to steal the car. Don't you think there would have been a better plan in place?
What, I'm sorry, but I like I said, I've been drunk and I've been drunk hard. And I wouldn't you know the difference between a truck and a car?
Well, maybe you would. But just like some people know the gin blossoms and you don't. But there's different people in the world.
Well, I know that, but...
Just like some people don't go in food comas, but some people do.
I'm telling you, you've been in a food coma. You just don't realize it.
I think I would realize it.
No, I'm telling you.
I would admit to it.
I know you used to, during Turkey Day, you used to love that turkey down.
I do love turkey.
And I'm telling you, because turkey makes you tired fast.
Well, maybe you.
It does you too.
I cook the Thanksgiving dinner and do the whole bit.
You left a bag of the turkey.
No, I didn't leave a bag in the turkey. I left the giblets in there one time.
Is you supposed to?
You can if you want.
Just makes it better flavor.
I don't make gravy, though. So that's what you do with the giblets.
Hmm. Speaking of this,
what do you do with your giblets?
Throw them in the garbage disposal.
Okay. What else you got?
Oh, well, I must have a time meet this hour.
This hour, but we're coming back for another hour.
Yeah, this thing flew right by.
740-383-9944. Any opinions on anything, but remember, Saturday you want to set your non-perishable food items out next to your...
mailbox.
I was getting there.
Yeah.
May 13th.
Are you going to set it out by your mailbox?
Yes.
How do they know it's going to be yours? Because yours
I'll just set it by the mail thing. Mail slots.
Put your name on it?
No, I don't care
if they
know.
This is Scott's
Beers. Why do they need to know it's from me?
Do you know?
Why do they need to know it's from me?
Somebody told me you was in the paper.
I was in the paper.
So how was it?
I don't know. Is it supposed to be thrilling?
I guess. Thursday, you're going to be doing the new thing at the...
I am.
Rosa and Ruckus.
Rosa and Ruckus. On Thursday, 5 to 7. Come out and see me. We're going to be doing all kinds of stuff.
What kind of speech are you going to talk about?
Well, we're going to have a DJ.
Oh.
It's going to be music.
Music.
Music and me.
Well... So you'll be doing it. So I can do it next Thursday. I'm off next Thursday.
Oh, well, there you go. Not you'll be Thursday. Out there this Thursday. You'll be out there next Thursday.
Yeah, because this Thursday I got to work.
And then you'll be there next Thursday.
I can come there and
watch. Doing what? Not watch. You have to be a part.
Well, then I'll help.
It's a WWGH event.
I'll do a speech. I'll speak. Or sing. I'll sing karaoke.
You and Adam. You seem we're identical twins.
No.
What's that Patty Duke song? That's what you guys can sing. It'll be a heck of an event, I'm sure, as I'm sitting here. Mm-hmm. We're coming back with much more, folks. We've got 20 seconds left here, and then we're going to peel out. We want to hear your calls next hour, 740-383-9944. Democratic Party Chairman in Ohio, David Pepper, 15 minutes. Stop rattling that bag. Next,
you got my mic on?
I got your. No, I don't have your mic off yet. I haven't went to break. Oh man!
WGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels. Marianne, what, 30 years in Marion City Schools?
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd live to see the day?
No. I mean, that was atrocious. I think absolutely horrible. No, never had anything like that. I'll tell you what, I never I can't ever think of a student that I didn't like.
Yeah.
And I mean that sincerely.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, because Mary Ellen Withrow was in here last week, and we talked about Hillary, and she said one of the biggest obstacles she will face is because they're harder on women.
They certainly are.
Who get older than men.
Yes.
Yeah. Hillary needs a new hairdo, though, I'll say that.
See, you would never say that about a man.
No.
You would never say a man needs a new hairdo.
And that upsets me, Charlie.
Yeah, why would you say
Hillary,
that?
No, Hillary, her hair isn't very creative. I mean, sometimes this long, straight long, and she could look a million bucks better with a good hairdresser.
Well, why don't you write her a letter and tell her that?
Yes. Well, it would, that's one thing. You know, I like Hillary. Despite all the negative things.
I would love to see a woman as president.
Yeah, they need to be.
Yes.
Yeah, to show up the men for once.
Well, but you know, Great Britain's, it's had women as the leaders.
That's right.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Crafty General Contracting. Telephone number 740-225-3958.
This is Margaret Hazlett, and you can catch my friends Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and Marianne Michaels every Friday from 12 to 10 to 1 for the Exchange Club. They discuss topics of the day and take your calls at 740-383-9944.
Marion Court Apartments, located on Fairfax Road, offering newly up one-bedroom apartments with laundry room and patio. Telephone number 740-389-3462.
This is Margaret Hazlett, and you can catch my friend Scott Spears Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. for Now with Scott Spears. Local topics, local guests, and national topics, and you at 740-383-9944.
This is Total Protection, Mr. Hughes, and you're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. Also, check us out by downloading the TuneIn app on your cell phone or your favorite mobile device.
This is Marianne Michaels, and you can catch my friend Charlie Evers every Wednesday from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. and Friday 1:10 p.m. until 3 p.m. on the Fahey to Evers Show right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com.
Now also on Thursdays 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
Hello. If you listen and enjoy A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, help A Voice of a People to be better. A $10 donation a week pledge will support and sponsor A Voice of a People. In so by doing, you will have the privilege of your name, business, organization, church, or your favorite charity mentioned or announced during our broadcast and entered into a drawing which will be held weekly. Prizes will vary. I also want to say this. Anonymous donators are welcome and will be respected. Remember, if you want to make a Voice of a People a better program, a $10 a week donation / pledge will support and sponsor a Voice of a People.
Every Monday and Tuesday from 11:10 a.m. until 12 p.m. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue, phone number 740-387-9050.
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Brought to you live from the WWGH Newsroom.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. Alternative pop rock band Gin Blossoms is scheduled to headline the 37th Marion Popcorn Festival.